Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, April 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Suspects are arrested in Philippines' anti-terror effort. An evangelist readies to preach there. Trial is on hold for those who attacked a Christian in Turkey. And Christian Radio is starting churches in Mozambique. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, Filipino police say they've arrested several terrorists who plotted large-scale terror attacks in Manila. The ABUSAF has threatened more violence, which may skew the upcoming elections. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says they're headed for Manila.
The Lord just seems to lead us to those places where there's need, where there's great volatility, but it has not inhibited anything that we have attempted to do. I think one of the reasons is that our method of operation is totally the people out front doing this are the nationals themselves.
Tippett says their work in supporting the church continues.
We are just providing them a tool that they can use. Our broadcasts are very, very much in the cultural setting of the people there. So it has more of a feel of them than us. And I think that has been a great protection for everybody.
Meanwhile, the trial for those accused of severely injuring a Christian in Turkey is on hold for more than a year. Ultranationalists are being tried for attacking 32-year-old Jakup Sindili for distributing New Testaments and what they call doing missionary propaganda. According to Open Doors, the judge wants to wait until June 18, 2005 to find out if Sindili suffers from permanent injuries sustained in the attack. You're listening to Mission Network News. India's illiteracy rate is one of the highest in the world. Ramabai Mukti Mission's schools address this serious problem. Over 1,000 students strain the seams of Mukti's primary and high schools. They recently launched an English medium school as well. Marianne Salvatore serves as an education consultant for Mukti. She's building the English curriculum for their Indian schools and improving teaching methods.
A lot of what happens over there is rote learning. They're basically giving you back exactly what they've read in the text. And from what I know about language, the way to make it a part of you is to be able to actually create spontaneous language.
Salvatore says the community knows the hope of the gospel is interwoven through all parts of education.
In the regular classroom, we're kind of bringing the scripture and the love of Christ into everything we do.
Next, missionary radio is having a huge impact on evangelism, church planting, and discipleship. It's especially effective in Mozambique, according to Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung. Words of Hope is broadcasting programming in Lomwe, Makua, and Makandi languages.
There are a number of new churches which are being started as a result of listeners. It seems that people find it quite a novelty to hear their indigenous language on the radio. It's very rare. Neighbors come and share the experience and listening, and such a group becomes the nucleus of a church.
Words of Hope wants to expand their outreach into areas unreached with the gospel.
Where the gospel is little known and or firmly opposed by people in authority or with great influence, radio is often the only or at least one of the few ways in which people can hear. Faith comes by hearing, and how will they hear unless someone tells them?
Funding is needed to make this happen. And according to the Florida Baptist Witness, Christians from the United States recently introduced Zambian church leaders to a new evangelistic tool. Church members associated with the International Mission Board taught pastors to use Evangicubes. Evangicubes are puzzle-like cubes that help people share the gospel. Some participants traveled up to 30 miles for the training. Organizers hope this helps jumpstart a church planting movement across the country. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.